Welcome to lesson 202 in our series on glorifying God in book 4 of our FSE University syllabus. Here we're looking at how our lifestyle glorifies God by the way we allow Christ to radiate through us. And here we're talking about now being diligent, having diligence which prompts a promise from God. So when we look at this idea of diligence, we look at it in the Old Testament. It means literally to seek after early, to wholeheartedly attend to something. So look at Proverbs 8:17. I love those who love me. Those who seek me wholeheartedly, full attention, will find me. Let's click on the screen and look at a few more verses that relate to diligence. Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life. Huge. This is saying wholeheartedly focus on your inner man and who you are, because everything that you decide about life, the abortion issue, big issues in our culture right now, transgenderism, skin color and racism, loving one another, caring for each other, all of those issues are going to spring forth from your inner person and who you are. Proverbs 11:27. He who diligently seeks good finds favor, but trouble will come to him who seeks evil. In other words, where you wholeheartedly put your attention and you seek after early, first thing, that's what's going to determine who you are, whether you find favor or whether you seek evil. Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard desires but has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. This is very practical. It's talking about seeking after wholeheartedly something, working hard, attending yourself fully to it. If you're lazy like a sluggard, you get nothing. If, however, you're diligent towards it and you work hard, you gain riches. And it doesn't mean material only. It has to do with riches in life, which can be many things, the love of your children, close friends, good health, all these things, how you, your diet, how you present yourself, treat other people, all of these things, if you seek after and you're wholehearted, which means to me, studying God's word, staying close to the Lord, learning these things. The diligent are the ones that seek the benefits of God. Very simple lesson. God promises to respond to that when you approach him this way. This is lesson 202.